You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. When you are feeling off, unbalanced, angry, agitated, anything that feels unlike yourself, this is your cue to separate yourself from what you're feeling. Now, this doesn't mean that your feelings are going to totally go away or to cut yourself off. It is to recognize, okay, I'm feeling off. And that's how you separate yourself from this off feeling, from this unbalanced feeling, is simply by recognizing it. So that's the key, really. That's what's going to get you started. That's what's going to help you the most in order to transition into really the greatest version of yourself, ultimately and essentially, is this recognition of, I don't feel like myself. And you may be asking yourself, well, what does it feel like to feel like myself? When you say yourself, myself, there are two different realities. There's the human experience, self, or the lowercase self. And then there's the soul, the spirit, the uppercase letter S for self. When the mind gets in the way as a human, which it does on a daily basis, it will feel a bit off, right? And so we have to use the brain, because the brain is what we were given, this organism, this organ of the physical body. So we have to use this. So we have to balance this brain, this aspect of being human, with our higher selves, with this aspect, this higher self, this soul self. So when you notice the mind is getting in the way, or outside energies are impeding your beautiful essence, that's when you start to, or allow yourself, or practice recognizing, okay, I feel off. All right, so as soon as you recognize it, that's the key, all right? So that's the key to ongoing practice. That's the key that's going to reset you, that's going to help you neutralize or even higher your vibration or your frequency. So that's step one, recognizing it. Okay, I feel off, I don't like it. It can be any feeling that just feels unsettling, uncomfortable. And you have to catch yourself, because sometimes feeling uncomfortable is something you're so used to that it actually begins to feel comfortable. So that's a whole nother story for a different time. But you know the essence of your soul and your spirit because it feels aligned. It's like those moments when you just, maybe you feel like a little girl again, or maybe you feel like you're fully connected with God or consciousness or your angels, something higher than you. You just feel like, maybe the word blissful is coming to me. And maybe that's too far-fetched at this moment, or it feels far-fetched, or it seems far-fetched, this word blissful. But oftentimes, I guess an example would be like when I give myself the opportunity to be, my buddy meowed at me, Mother Nature, right? So when you allow yourself the patience to experience Mother Nature, that's what I personally use to feel the most balanced. So anytime I'm feeling off or agitated, or I'm so focused or so intent on the bothersome aspect of life, it's necessary. It's necessary to allow yourself to find the thing that's going to help you feel more aligned. So the vision that I'm getting is perhaps you enjoy working out, getting on your bike. Maybe you love going to the gym, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's just sitting in your car and breathing, listening to ocean waves, whether they're right in front of you or this is an audio that you're listening to of ocean waves, whether it's going for a walk or a jog on a path. But hopefully this is something that you can find that you can do daily. So Spirit's encouraging you to find whatever that is that will help you balance yourself out. It's something that you can do daily. So if the ocean is not the physical ocean or the physical lake or the physical stream or river, if that's not easy access to you daily, then an alternative option would be listening to it audibly, putting your earbuds in and making the time to listen to it. But whatever it is, Spirit's encouraging you to find something that you can revert to daily whenever the moment strikes that you're feeling off. So when you allow yourself this ritual, this practice, you will feel more and more aligned with this higher version of yourself. This is what's going to help you recognize your alignment with your soul and with your spirit. So the more that you do this, the more that you will really higher your frequency, your vibration of the body and the mind, ultimately in the long run. So it's like little bits of practice will create more and more comfort for yourself. So the more attraction, the more manifestation, the more opportunities. Now, it's not always going to be positive, because a lot of times when your soul is growing and when you grow closer to your soul, the more challenges will start to surface as well. So this is when these restrictions or these blockages or these perceived challenges will start to get in the way as well. And so this is an opportunity for you to, again, practice that, whatever that ritual is, whatever that thing is that gets you back to your balanced state. So for me, it is meditation. It's connecting. It's sitting in the power. You can call it any of those. It's essentially the same. Transcendental meditation. Again, sitting in the power, connecting. And I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to be anywhere special. I don't have to travel. I can be in my car. I can be in my office. I could be on vacation somewhere. It is listening. Sometimes I listen to a guided meditation that one of my mentors has taken me through. Sometimes it's just sitting quietly without any sounds. Sometimes it's a hypnosis that I have recorded for myself. So that's what works for me. And really, I would recommend that for you as well. Yes, you. I know others are listening to this as well. But again, that could be that meditation, that connection, that recognizing your soul, your spirit. That could be music. It could be Now, not necessarily music with words, perhaps, maybe. It could be a motto, it could be invocation, it could be a prayer. But whatever helps you feel at ease. So the body needs to reset itself, if you will. So I mentioned this step process. So that's step one. What would be step two? Step two is the repetition. So first it's the awareness, and now it's the repetition. Sometimes you can do this more than once in a day, but ideally you want to do this daily. 10 minutes, and you have the time. Yes, you do. And you have the time if you make the time. And when you make the time, that means it's important to you to connect with your spirit self. Connect with whatever this higher thing is. And ultimately, whatever your goal is, or whatever your plan is, your project, your dreams, your aspirations, you're setting yourself up for success, essentially. That's what's happening. So the repetition is what's going to accumulate over time, and it's going to get easier and easier and easier and easier and easier. Just like I am doing now. I allowed myself to listen to a guided meditation, and then I immediately went into this episode where I'm recording this. Now, I tried to record an episode the other day, and I did not do a meditation beforehand, and I was so scatterbrained, I was so stressed, I kept finding myself being interrupted, which doesn't surprise me, because my energy was off. So sometimes just doing the thing and getting it over with is maybe that's your goal. I want to get it over with. But it doesn't feel right, right? It still feels off, and you may not be happy about it. And again, if that's your goal, to just get it done, then fine. But you'll feel the difference when you allow yourself to set the stage, set the mood, set the ambiance, set yourself up for success by connection, by meditation, by sitting in the power, by recognizing your higher self, by doing the thing that helps you reset. You'll know it's working because you'll start to feel calm. You'll start to feel relaxed. You'll start to feel perhaps a subtle vibration, a presence around you. This warmth, maybe it's comfort. Maybe you feel as if someone is near you that you love. Maybe it's a loved one that's coming in closer. And so when we're so in our human experience, when we're so in it, it can feel all different kinds of things, really. But when you allow yourself to connect with yourself, once you move beyond the body, the before you were here and the after you're here, you'll start to recognize that you're more than your body. You're more than your thoughts. You're more than your mind. You're more than this experience. So this is really the ultimate goal in my mind as a psychic medium, as a healer, as a mentor, a teacher, is to help you recognize, to help you get into the state of being where you can remember. This is a remembering, isn't it? This is a remembering of what it is like before and after this human experience. Allow yourself the gift of just giving this to yourself. So recognizing the feeling of feeling off, and then repeating the thing that helps you feel aligned and at ease and one with yourself, your higher self. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.